Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. It's been a while since I've had a show, and it just makes it right that I have one of my constant guests, or the guest that's on here a lot with me. And Justin Perella is back in the studio here at Real Estate and You, and we're all over the place, on Facebook, on YouTube, and we're going to talk about mortgages today, because it's been a little bit since we've updated some people here. So what do we got going on there, Justin?
Lots of good stuff.
Lots of good stuff. Tell me how it's going. What are rates doing? We always have to ask that rate question.
Yeah, no, we should put it in every time. They're good. They actually went down a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So give me like yesterday or today.
Yeah. What was it? 3.375, 3.8 to 3.25, 3.8.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. No, 30-year fix. It's it's definitely getting better. And again, credit score driven. So.
And that fluctuation is, and you took it out of my mouth, credit score driven, right? Like everything else today.
Correct.
Everything else is credit score.
Yeah, down payment too, but not so much as credit score.
Gotcha. Well, good to see you. I know you were on vacation. I was on vacation, and now we're back to work. So let's just dig in. You had given me some talking points, and the one thing that you brought up, which I thought was really good, is talking about how do you win the bid?
Yeah.
You know, what does that mean today? And obviously this is for buyers. I mean, you know, if you're a seller and you want to tune out right now, you can. It's up to you. But sellers typically are buyers after they sell.
Well, right. And they need to know how we're going to prepare to give them information on their buyers. So
absolutely.
It's actually not a...
That's so true, because we do that. I represent both, and sometimes I'm on the buyer's side, sometimes I'm on the seller side. But let's just jump into it. I mean, one of the things we talked about before we even started the show today was it's teamwork.
Yeah.
Big time between title, mortgage, and realtor. And it's even more from the beginning, because title ends up coming in when things are actually going pretty well.
A little bit later.
But for you and I, this relationship, this whole journey for the buyer starts early on.
Yeah.
A lot earlier. And we really have to make sure that in the beginning, we build the expectation for the buyer that, one, it's not going to be as fun as it normally is, because there's a little bit more, there's an inventory issue, which we talk about every time. People will probably be glad when the inventory starts to get better. I am seeing a little bit of an improvement.
Oh, good.
But not much that we want to, put our hands up in the air and go hallelujah, because it's not there yet. But let's talk about what can they do early on to prepare for getting the mortgage, for being the best possible buyer they can be, because isn't that what it's about today?
Well, absolutely. And you never want to say that you're out of the game if you're in a certain program or product, but it's a reality right now. So you really, we say credit score all the time. Everything's credit score driven, but it's also how you look on paper. There's a lot now that we have to do up front to prepare you for these turndowns. For example, if a house goes on the market, we got to jump. So I'm sitting on the beach. You need a pre-approval. I got to get it to you because they're due by Sunday at 8 p.m. And
absolutely,
we got to get it. So making sure that before you go out to see a house, you call me for a pre-approval, because we want to be ahead of that. Now, I don't know from your perspective if it's better to be the first one in or the last one in on a bid. That's something.
Here's the thing. It's a good question. I think you need to get it in right away.
Okay.
And here's the reason why. We all assume that when an agent says to us, by the way, it's a Friday right now, you're showing it, you need to have all offers in by noon on Monday. Well, guess what? That is not just our decision to make that. We're going to discuss that with the seller. But here's the thing. If the seller decides at a certain point on Saturday, they get this crazy cash offer or a conventional or whatever offer it is that makes sense. Guess what? The seller can say,
We're done.
Okay. Now, wouldn't you rather have your offer in when they make that decision?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you'll be kicking yourself in the butt going, man, what if our offer was better?
Yeah.
So it's very important. We all assume that when it says, Monday till noon. Well, you know what? We don't always get Monday till noon. I've had my sellers, and they have every right to do this too. It's not like the seller's being a jerk.
Well, that's a question.
They can call the shots.
I've had that. Like, I've had agents upset at other agents because they accepted a bid before the deadline. So there's no industry standard. It is the seller's, client's always right type deal.
Well, the seller's in control. I mean, we can guide them, and we can tell them what is the norm. But the reality is, if they've got 40,000 people coming through the house, and that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but if you have 20, 30 people coming through your house and you get this banging offer on Saturday and you're supposed to do another 15 showings on Sunday, how are you going to feel?
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? No, turn off the switch. I'm done. I'll take the $10,000 over conventional offer that settles when I want it to do settle and no inspections. Bam. That's it. Guess what? The other 15 showings on Monday are canceled. And if you didn't get your offer in, you never even had a shot at it.
Yeah. So there you go. Pre-approvals, get them
done
before you go out to the house. So make sure you have it now.
And I'm going to piggyback on that too. Tell us everything. Now, they probably tell you, but I need to know as the agent, what do you have available that maybe you're not telling me? Do you have an uncle that's willing to give money if you find the perfect house? Do you have a 401k that you're willing to draw from
If
need be, to get the house?
Correct.
Because the thing is when I'm schooling you and I'm telling you, hey, this is what we need to do to get the offer, if I don't know these little secrets, I can't help you win the house.
Yeah, same with me. And I think some clients think, oh, I don't want to reveal this, or you got to consider your lender as your doctor. You know, I got to know everything you have.
Absolutely.
For that exact reason. Maybe we can position this offer to be as close to cash as possible. You know, because you have a home and you're about to sell it for $300,000, so you're going to have $200,000 of equity to put down. So, okay, maybe we contact your 401k provider, see what a short term loan is. You can pay it right back. So those are all the things that you need to figure out with me.
Yeah.
With me.
Like, don't, yeah. And that's exactly right, Justin, is be completely transparent. Remember, we're there for you.
Yeah.
And you're there to help them out in the financial aspect. I'm there in the aspect of negotiating. Yeah. But if I don't know, if you don't know, and I don't know that they're willing to do certain things to get the house.
That's happened to us.
Yeah, it has. And I don't want to see that happen anymore. So it's really important that buyers today be completely transparent with their buyer agent and with their lender and say, look, hey, by the way, if it came down to it, my dad would gift us $10,000.
Correct.
Or my dad would do this. Or, hey, by the way, you know, we think we might qualify to do like you said, it's paying off the house from a 401k. That way you're no longer a contingent buyer. And you know what I mean? There's a lot of things we can do, but we have to know. You have to give us that information. And we can pull it out of you, but I don't want to spend somebody else's money. You know what I mean? I always feel like they need to let us know.
Right.
What are you willing to spend? What are you willing to give up?
Right. And one of the things that I pride myself on is because I was in banking for so long and, you know, came up through the banking. So I know, you know, mutual funds, how would the rules of 401k, the IRAs, what you can and can't do. So we can create, you know, custom lending and a custom pre-approval, which kind of rolls into, you know, getting your pre-approval early. But the most important thing right now is a clean approval.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is
so true.
If I say I need W-2s, tax returns, and, you know, a list of other things, and I give you the second round of what I'll need, which is maybe statements, maybe 401k, you know, additional documents, get it as much as you can, because what I'm doing now is I'm tailoring my pre-approvals to say, all right, this client assets are verified, income is verified, we called their employer, you know, all of these things are going to help soothe the seller's mind and put them at ease that you're qualified candidate to buy their house.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there was something that you had in your notes that said about that too, is ask the lender to reach out to the seller's agent.
100%.
As long as the buyer's okay with you sharing certain information about their
that's
loan.
Where it gets tricky.
Well, it does get tricky. We have privacy laws, so we have to watch there. But if there's a certain amount of comfort that you can give the seller's agent without divulging private information or too much, you know, that can help.
We do it all the time.
I mean, it can help. I mean, and, you know, like I said, you can say, hey, they're in great shape, or even just say what you verified.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, that's not giving away information.
No.
All it's doing is saying, look, hey, I checked their credit. I checked their pay stubs. I checked their bank statements. They have the money.
We called their employer.
We didn't just
see their pay stubs.
Exactly. And that's the difference between years ago when it was a pre-qual. Basically, you took the information from the buyer.
And trusted them.
Yeah. We don't do that as much anymore
Trust
today.
But verify.
Trust but not verify. Already. It's so true.
But yeah, that's a great point. So here's the other thing. I enjoy calling those other agents because, listen, I'm in the business to get agents, right?
Yeah.
They're my best referral partner.
Absolutely.
So if I can communicate with them and they feel comfortable with me enough to, you know, represent the buyer that's purchasing their house, well, then maybe I'll get a buyer from them.
Absolutely.
So I am all for it.
And, yeah.
You know, I've been doing it, but no more, you know, I've been doing it now a lot more than ever.
Absolutely. You know, some of the other things too, I was thinking about is, you know, I think sometimes people think that you're just asking for all these things just to be nosy or just to be a pain in the butt. I think what is really important to let everybody know too is that these requirements are not from Annie Mac. They are not from Justin Perella. They are from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. They are institutions that are loaning the money. And when you say you need 2 months bank statements and you need every page, if it says 1 through 6 and 6 is blank, you still have to send page 6.
Well, and if you think about it, and that's 1,000%, and I don't see a lot of pushback with newer buyers, but you know, with your seasoned buyers, maybe they didn't have to provide that before.
It's true.
So
very true.
It's a little difficult to explain. Listen, Mr. Smith, Mr. John, I don't want to. You know, this is more work for me.
Like, yeah, right.
I don't want to get these. But yeah, I've got to tick this box, this box, this box to get your approval, and it just so happens. And they have more assets. Like if you've got a seasoned buyer, they're obviously going to have more financial programs, products in their portfolio. So I always say conditions open conditions. So conditions.
Interesting.
Create more conditions.
So as you're digging.
Yep.
And a bone shows up.
Oh, I found this.
And a bone shows up in the dirt. Now you're like, ooh, I wonder if there's more bones.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's why I think some people think.
That's funny. So say that again. How did you say that? Conditions open more conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times people think once you got them this.
That's it.
They're done. That's a check off the list.
A big one is, for example, car payoffs. Some people, and that's another segment we'll do on what's smart to pay off to prepare to buy a home if you're a first-time home buyer. But a perfect example is if we say, okay, debt to income is X, which is a little high. If you paid this car off, which you only owe $800 and you have $200 payments, that's going to open up, you know, that extra $200 that you can use towards.
Which is buying power.
Correct.
And actually, that's probably, if we look at $50 per 10,000, so that's, what, $40,000 of purchase
power.
Could be. So 35 to 40.
What the pushback is, or excuse me, what the other condition to that is, okay, once you pay that off, that's great. But we need to see the satisfaction piece. We need to know where that money came from. So it's not just
Paying the car off. Yeah, there's a whole line of events.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of that recently, so we understand that.
Well, and that's my job, though, right?
No,
that's my job to set that expectation that okay, you are going to pay this car off, but make sure you ask for satisfaction letter. This that.
So just when you see it, what's funny when they see a thing on the list. Mm-hmm. They have to know that once they turn that in, it could be a drop down field that comes up that opens up.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, and it's kind of like stinks, man.
It's but that's the way it is. And here's my thing. I've been saying this since I've been in the business. Yeah. Look, if I was going to loan $200,000 to somebody, I would want to know a lot more. I would want to know everything. I'd want to know who your cousins are, who your uncles and aunts. I mean, you know, so you have to look at it that way.
Yeah.
They're giving you $200,000 and they don't know who you are.
Right.
So they have to build the trust by, well, they trust, but now they're verifying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trust, but verify.
Yeah.
So they trust you. They're saying, okay, we trust you, but now you got to verify that these things are true. And that's where they also too that I think a lot of buyers sometimes will think, oh well, I'll just tell them this. I mean, it's not going to matter. They're never going to know.
We'll find out.
Absolutely, you will. And I've been in those situations many times. So, any other tips for winning a house that you know of that you've heard from other realtors? Maybe
there's interesting programs that are coming out now that I have to do more digging, but I can put a little teaser out there. There's companies that I've heard of, and I'm not going to say the names because again, I need to investigate it more, but they will lend you the money almost like hard money. Mm-hmm. So if you don't not familiar with hard money is you're basically not securing anything. It's gotcha. Based on faith and credit score and all that good stuff. This company, for a fee, will lend you all the money to be a cash buyer.
Gotcha. I've heard this. I've heard about this.
And yes. then it's interesting, and I've got to do it's. I think it's new, but I don't know. If you know anything out there, please reach out to me. But so what they'll do is they'll charge you, a point, point and a half, something like that on the right. total money. And then after that, you can, you know, obviously
turn it into a mortgage.
Now, that's going to be a cash out in my thinking, you know, and there's different rates.
Right,
cash
right.
out. There might be a max you can't do. So it's going to be a little bit trickier to figure that out. But supposedly, this company has, I don't want to say a loophole because there's no loopholes. But
no, they're doing something. Yeah. Well, you know what there is? They're solving a challenge.
It's a
challenge. A it's like anything we have in our country. You know, when you see a challenge or something that comes up, somebody figures out a way to get around it.
Yeah.
And they create a company and go, okay,
and
you know what?
We Shark Tank.
And then they go on Shark Tank. Yes, exactly. And it is Shark Week. I think it was last week. I think it was last week, actually.
I think you're right.
Last week was Shark Week, yeah. It's always an interesting week. But all right, so I'll tell you what, we're going to have to wrap this up because we're just about out of time here. And I just wanted to, I think this was a really good show because I think we actually talked about stuff that's important. Buyers want to know, how am I going to get the house? How am I going to win the house? And that's what it's about today. It's about winning the house. And, you know, I was just with a customer recently, just this morning, actually, and we saw a house that's been on the market for 22 days. All know. So they were smart enough to know, young buyers, first-time buyers, well, this must be overpriced. I'm like, very good, very good. 22 days in the market, in this market, it's overpriced. And it was. They were completely right. So, there's all kinds of things. We just got to keep up on things. We got to keep educating everybody on how to do this thing and how to get through this market. That's about it, right?
Yep.
All right, I'll see you basically in a month.
Yeah.
All right, thanks,
see you,
man.
Buddy.
Appreciate it.